The truth is that we live in an amazing world. Through nature, we see God's amazing creation. But the greatest of all creation, God's masterpiece, is man himself. The human body is precise and efficient, created by God and fashioned after God. The Bible tells us that God created us in his likeness and in his image. As God is triune, three in one, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, we too are triune, three in one, spirit, body, and soul. And this uniqueness is what separates us from the rest of all creation, that somehow in our bodies resides our spiritual and emotional being. Thus, the body is far more complex and mysterious than its physical attributes. But as amazing and mysterious as the body is, we must face up to the fact that our bodies have a major flaw in it. They are dying. And the word that the Bible uses to describe this condition is decay. And when decay reaches its completion, the end result is death. That as a result of man's rebellion, everything in creation is dying, including God's masterpiece, our bodies. Paul wrote, "Against its will, all creation was subject to God's curse. But with eager hope, the creation looks forward to the day when it will join God's children in glorious freedom from death and decay." Now, when your car breaks down, you take it to the mechanic. When your watch malfunctions, you take it to the watchmaker. And since all of our bodies are decaying, the best thing we can do is to bring our bodies to our Creator. Now, let me state the following. I'm not suggesting that you not see a doctor. On the contrary, if you have a heart problem, see the cardiologist. If you have a foot problem, see a podiatrist. And if you have an eye problem, see the ophthalmologist. But since we all have the problem of decay, the best thing we can do is to seek our Creator. It was Jesus who said, "I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in me will live even after dying."